Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Tension Release Daily. Feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders? Like maybe you're constantly pushing yourself harder, striving for perfection, and beating yourself up when things don't go exactly as planned? You know that feeling, right? That inner critic that whispers doubts and makes you question your worth? Well, today we're diving into something super powerful. Self-compassion techniques to improve your mental well-being. Think of it like this. Would you scold a good friend for making a mistake or having a tough day? Probably not. So why do we do that to ourselves? It's time to treat ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and support we offer to those we love. Because honestly, self-compassion isn't about being weak or letting yourself off the hook. It's about acknowledging your humanness, embracing your imperfections, and learning to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. First up, practice mindful awareness. Ever noticed how our thoughts can spiral into negativity when we're stressed or feeling down? Mindfulness is about paying attention to those thoughts without judgment. It's like watching clouds drift by. You acknowledge them but don't cling to them. When you catch yourself slipping into a self-critical thought pattern, gently bring your attention back to the present moment. Notice your breath, feel the sensations in your body, and observe your surroundings. Second, reframe negative self-talk. That inner critic can be a real pain, but what if we could reprogram those harmful messages? Instead of saying, "I'm such a failure," try something like, "This didn't go as planned, but I learned something valuable." Remember, mistakes are opportunities for growth, not evidence of your worthlessness. Third, treat yourself with kindness. Think about what you would say to a friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them, doubt them, or offer words of comfort and encouragement? Extend the same compassion to yourself. When you're feeling down, remind yourself that you are worthy of love, support, and care. Fourth, practice self-care. This doesn't mean indulging in every whim, though a little treat now and then is perfectly fine. Self-care is about taking intentional actions to nourish your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. This could be anything from getting enough sleep and eating nourishing foods to engaging in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Think yoga, reading, spending time in nature, or catching up with loved ones. Finally, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the simple pleasures. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger. It's amazing how much gratitude can transform our outlook. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered marketing executive who's constantly pushing herself to the limit. She's got a demanding job, a busy social life, and she's always striving for perfection. But lately, she's been feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just plain exhausted. She's putting pressure on herself, beating herself up over minor mistakes, and neglecting her own needs. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah decides to try some self-compassion techniques. She starts by practicing mindful breathing during her commute, noticing the sensations in her body and letting go of anxious thoughts. She reframes negative self-talk, reminding herself that everyone makes mistakes and that she's learning and growing. She prioritizes self-care by taking evening walks in nature, getting enough sleep, and indulging in a relaxing bath once a week. And she makes an effort to focus on the good things in her life, like spending time with loved ones and achieving goals at work. The result? Sarah starts feeling calmer, more resilient, and more connected to herself. She realizes that self-compassion isn't about being weak, it's about being kind to herself and allowing herself to be human. So remember, you are worthy of love, support, and kindness, especially from yourself. As we wrap up today's episode, let's recap those key takeaways. Practice mindful awareness, reframe negative self-talk, treat yourself with kindness, prioritize self-care, and cultivate gratitude. You've got this. Now, go out there, be kind to yourselves, and remember that you are doing amazing things every single day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little extra self-compassion in their life, and leave a review if you found it helpful. Until next time, keep releasing tension and resetting your body and mind. I'll be back tomorrow with another powerful tip to help you navigate life with grace and ease.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.